Welcome to Board Game Top Tens, episode 948 for Saturday, July 13th, 2024. This is the BGG Page Views Edition. Sliding from number 18 last week down to number 20 this week, Dune Imperium by Paul Denon, published by Direwolf with 14,353 views. That's a decline of 2,009, or 12% from last week, but is 604 more than last week's number 20. Down 5 to 19, Sky Team by Luc Raymond, published by Le Scorpion Masqué, with 14,662, about 300 more than Dune, a decline of 14%. Switching places with Dune, climbing two spots to 18, Terraforming Mars by Jacob Frixelius, published by Stronghold Games, with 14,886, about 200 more than Sky Team, and a gain of 8%. After 2 weeks back in the top 10, sliding from 8 to 17, Slay the Spire, the board game, by Gary Dworetsky, Anthony Giovanetti, and Casey Yano, published by Contention Games, with 15,102, about 200 more than Terraforming Mars, and a decline of 23%. Inching back up 1 to 16, Heat, by Asger Harding Granerud and Daniel Skjold Pettersen, published by Days of Wonder, with 15,307, 205 more than Slay the Spire, a decline of 8%, yet it goes up one spot. Last week at number 30, this week up to number 15, Tales from the Red Dragon Inn by Jeff Batone, Jennifer Kitzman, Jeff Morrow, and Sam Waller, published by Slugfest Games, with 15,383, 76 more than Heat, a gain of 39%. Now, there is no clear delineation here between this part of the list and the next part of the list, but those last six games have all been separated by just 1,030 views. Continuing a pattern of oscillation over the last 5 weeks between 14 and 16, this week back up 2 to 14, Spirit Island by R. Eric Royce, published by Greater Than Games with 15,897, about 500 more than Red Dragon Inn, and a decline of 5%, but climbs two spaces. Last week, debuting at number 4, this week down to 13, Asian Tigers by Nuno Bizarro Centero, and Paulo Soledad, published by Pythagoras with 16,460, about 550 more than Spirit Island, a decline of 31%. Vaulting 10 positions from 22 to 12, Root by Cole Worley, published by Leader Games with 17,108, about 650 more than Asian Tigers, a gain of 33% and the highest position that Root has seen in 2 years, since the last time it was number 10 back in July of 2022. Now, I didn't see anything in the forums that might suggest why this jump, but it could be related to the current Cole Worley leader game that's dominating in the top 10. Reversing position, after continually declining in position for the last several weeks and in views for the last 9 consecutive weeks, up 4 positions and gaining 4% in views is Harmonies at number 11 by Johan Benvenuto, published by Libelude with 17,694, about 600 more than Root, and as I said, about a 4% gain, almost enough to get it back in the top 10. There are 5 new entries in the top 10. Falling out are from 4 to 13, Asian Tigers. From 8 to 17, Slay the Spire, the board game. After 2 weeks in the top 10, from 3 to 21, Night Shift. From 6 to 45, Blood. 6 entries, sorry. From 10 to 54, Skyrise. and from 7 out of the top 100, Foundations of Metropolis. Number 10, Terrorscape, by Jeffrey CCH, published by Ice Makes, with 17,874, just 180 more than Harmonies, and about double what it had last week when it was sitting just outside the top 40. It's also 469 less than last week's number 10. Terrorscape is a team-based, asymmetric horror game with deduction and hidden movement. Number 9, Brass, Birmingham, by Matt Tolman, Martin Wallace, and Gavin Brown, published by Roxley Games, with 18,609. About 700 more than Terrorscape, a gain of 2% from where it was last week at number 11, a two-position climb, as it re-enters the top 10 after 5 weeks away. Those last 5 weeks, it is charted like this: 14, 11, 13, 15, 11, and now up to number 9. This is the 26th appearance in the top 10 for Brass. Number 8, Dune, Imperium, Uprising, by Paul Denon, published by Direwolf, with 19,223. About 600 more than Brass, a gain of 1.2%, and that's enough to move it up one position. Number 7, Arcs, The Blighted Reach, by Cole Worley, published by Leader Games, with 20,126. 900 more than Uprising. This is a debut, a campaign expansion for Arcs, which we will hear from in a minute, released this year and currently still ranked outside the top 1,000 on BoardGameGeek, though I suspect that will not be for long. This expansion contains 24, quote, fate seeds, each with tons of branches, twists, and turns, unquote. Number 6, Arc Nova, different Arc, ARK, by Matthias Vigge, published by Capstone Games, with 21,529, 1,400 more than the Arc's expansion, a decline of 10%, and it loses one position. That's the largest gap that we've seen yet between games within the top 20. Number 5, Deep Regrets, by Judson Cohen, published by Tetix Games, with 25,609. That's 4,000 more than Arc Nova, and it's a debut all the way up here at number 5. The subtitle of Deep Regrets is An Unfortunate Fishing Game. And according to the Kickstarter blurb, it is, quote, about reeling progressively more horrifying things out of the depths, unquote. It's a push-your-luck game, and it makes reference to managing your madness. I didn't look into it too deeply, but that makes me think it might be Cthulhu-adjacent. Its Kickstarter currently has £350,000 pledged. Number 4, the NSFW Adult Game by Adrian Collier, published by Reroll Works, with 26,874, about 1,300 more than Deep Regrets, a decline of almost exactly 50%, but lost almost exactly half of the views it had last week, and so it slides from 2 to 4. Number 3, Brink, by Max Anderson, Zach Dixon, and Austin Harrison, published by IV Studio, with 30,738, close to 4,000, more than the number 4 game. Brink is, quote, a worker placement, trading, and hidden voting game, unquote, and it uses the same setting as the previous designer and publisher game Moonrakers, which was released in 2020, and currently ranked just inside the top 900 on BoardGameGeek. Number 2, Defenders of the Wild, by T.L. Simons and Henry Audubon, published by Outlandish Games, with 41,082, 10,000 more than the debut of Brink. This is also a debut, our highest new entry. Defenders of the Wild is, quote, a tactical area control, not a, tactical area control meets fantasy adventure in this card-driven cooperative game of animals against machines. There was a Board Game Geek contest, which used to be enough to get any game into the top 10 for a week. This one seems to have stuck around a little bit more and performed a little bit better than the typical contest recipient. Number 1. Arcs by Cole Worley, published by Leader Games with 132,124 views, 91,000 clear of Defenders of the Wild, and well more than double what it had last week. In fact, it's more than it had each of the last 2 weeks combined. It is more than the next 4 games on the list combined, and not only more than double the number 2 game, but more than triple. It's understandably very high on the most views of all time list. It is all the way up at number 9. Only 8 times has a number 1 game had more views than this. And the last time one of those 8 games did so was just 6 months ago, almost exactly, when Wormspan did it with just 820 views more. Sits just ahead of it on that list. This is the 5th consecutive week at number 1, and the 7th week overall for ARX, making it the 18th game to spend 7 or more weeks at the top of the list, and the first game since ARK Nova, back in May of 2022, to have 5 weeks in a row at number 1. ARK Nova finished off a 6-week run back in May of 2022. Based on this view total, I'm going to go ahead and say ARX is going to match that 6th week in a row next week. But let's see how well and exactly it does, whether it can stick above the 100,000 view mark again. Not many games have done that. In fact, I think pretty much just one game has ever done that, managed to have more than 100,000 views more than once. So let's see if ARX can be the second game ever to do that. And whether, once I consult my records, that little trivia fact is actually true. For Saturday, July 13th, 2024.